From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Marva Hinton. Rodney Asher directed the new documentary, Room 237. The film explores the many interpretations of Stanley Kubrick's The Shining. Both films will be screened at O Cinema in Wynwood this week as part of the Stanley Kubrick retrospective. Rodney grew up in South Florida. He's a graduate of Hollywood High School, and he joins us now from California. Why did you decide to make this film?
Kubrick's always been one of my favorite filmmakers, and The Shining sort of left its mark on me ever since, you know, I was frightened out of a screening that I had snuck into as a little kid.
Come play with us, Daddy. Forever. And ever. And ever.
A friend of mine, Tim Kirk, posted on my Facebook wall this long, in-depth, microscopic symbolic analysis of The Shining. I was instantly ready to believe that The Shining did have some weird kind of black magic baked into its DNA.
In the film, movie critics and fans say The Shining is about everything from the genocide of the Native Americans to the Holocaust, and one fan even believes the U.S. government forced Kubrick to create the moon landing footage and that Kubrick used the film to reveal that cover-up. Now, after spending so much time thinking about and talking about this film, do any of these theories seem likely to you?
You know, Kubrick was not the kind of guy to talk at length about the symbols or themes in his movies. And is also, you know, well, dead, makes verifying things absolutely, definitively impossible. But I don't think that makes it any less interesting or important, you know, to try your best to understand what's going on and what's clearly a complicated movie. Now, Kubrick had been working on a symbolic level from his very first film, Fear and Desire, where he's got the same actors playing, you know, the Americans and the Nazis.
And now I'm joined in the studio by Lisa Leone. She worked with Stanley Kubrick on his last film, Eyes Wide Shut. She's a cinematographer, and she also works for Young Arts in Miami. Lisa, tell us, how is it that you came to work with Stanley Kubrick?
I'm good friends with his daughter, Vivian. And he had sent Vivian faxes, pages and pages of faxes of things to shoot in New York City while he was in the very early stages of preparation. And Vivian said, I'm moving across country. I don't have time. Would you, you know, take some pictures? But I can't pay you. I can't tell my dad you're doing it. I can get you some film. And I said, of course, you know, no problem. I was doing my friend a favor. I never even thought about it. 6 months later, she said, you know, my father called me and said, these are the best, you know, research pictures I've seen. And she said, well, I have to be honest. I didn't take them. My friend Lisa did, and he said, well, ask her if she wants a few weeks of work. And a few weeks of work turned into 4 years.
What mindset should audiences have when they watch a Kubrick film in order to get the most out of the experience?
I think the mindset should just be open to receive. You know, not to try and figure out every detail of what, you know, what does this mean? What does that mean? But just to receive the beauty and the humanity and the, you know, not that there's any particular message, but just to watch and observe.
Lisa Leone and Rodney Asher, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for having me. Great to talk to you.
Both of them will be taking part in this week's Stanley Kubrick retrospective at O Cinema in Wynwood. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton.